Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Let's change gears now, and as we continue to celebrate phenomenal women, we often celebrate phenomenal women after 30 years of what they've achieved. But what about those young girls who are taking strides towards success? On Sunday, the 14th of July, I was privileged enough to attend the NCIGA Running Club's Post Comrades Marathon Awards ceremony held at Steyn City. Gerda Steyn's record-breaking run to become the first woman to break 6 hours on the uprun was still fresh in our minds as we celebrated the achievements of the NCIGA athletes who had two men inside the top 10. Gordon Lisetsedi took 9th, while Siya Mkambeli battled hard as he passed a cramping Nkosikhona Mhlakwana with less than a kilometer to go to take 10th place. We were first introduced to Mkambeli back in 2014 as an unemployed runner who won a Virgin Money South Africa and Adidas competition, which gave him the opportunity to run the London Marathon, where he finished as the first South African in a time of 2 hours and 29 minutes.
How do you feel when you think about all the suffering that you went through back then to come to where you are now?
Yo, but that thing, it affected my performance back then. But now, actually, since I joined NCIGA, I've been happy. I couldn't ask more. So, and my performance, it's been improving a lot. I remember after coming from London, I struggled to break that one, that 2 hours 30 minutes.
Because you did 2:29.
Yes, but I struggled to get back to that performance up until I joined NCIGA last year. Then I was able to do 2:29 again. And then earlier this year, I did 2 marathons where I did 2:27 and then 2:26. So far, I've got the best of 2:26. And since I joined Coach John Hamlet, so my running has improved a lot. And as I was struggling to break through that sub-6 with comrades.
Sure.
So, and you see, after coming from London, I really thought I'm gonna break that sub-6 hours, but then I failed. And then I went back again 2015 2016, but I couldn't get it right up until 2019, where I met NCIGA. NCIGA really made a difference in my running.
Can we ask you a question, Sia? Many people in your situation, they've given up. Because whether it's about breaking 6 hours, or whether it's just about finishing comrades, or whether it's some people who are trying year after year for Bill Rowan or Silver, they try 3-4 times, they say, "Gaitlo khaela this thing."
Sure.
Why did you keep coming back, trying again and again? What kept you going inside? Because when you run the race, you finish 6-0 something or 6:20, you get disappointed. Why? I'm working so hard. So what kept you coming back and trying again?
It's my dream. You see, when I started running, I started from the treadmill. You see? Then my first official race was 50 kilometers. Sure. Then I did 4 hours 23 minutes. That's where I said to myself, I can do this. Then I went to run comrades. First time I did the silver. 7 hours 23 minutes. I said I can do gold. So that's what kept me going. When I said I'm gonna do this, no matter how long it's gonna take me, as long as I achieve my goal. So what has driven me through all this disappointment? It's the goal that I've set for myself. And it's so hard. It was so hard, you see, when I was running comrades, telling myself that I'm gonna get the gold, but then failed, you see. And a lot of my friends, they were saying, "No, why don't you just quit this thing?" Because Lavantu Bakshia.
But they are silent.
Lavantu Bakshia. But then I guess it was about meeting the right people, you see. Because when I met the NCIGA guys, they really made a difference in my life. Mm-hmm. So look at me now. I've got the gold, and I still believe that I could have done better. But then...
So one day you are still hoping to maybe win the race?
I'm still hoping. With the coach that I have, I still believe. And I'm hoping that next year, hey, Kingzobasokoli Salavant.
Sia, who now works for the Ntsika Group, has decided to donate a portion of his 20,000 Rand 10th place Comrades Marathon prize money to Thulisile and Thobile Amon. Let's remind you of the story of the twins from Mhluzi in Middelburg, who needed funds to travel to the US to take up an athletics scholarship at Monroe College in New York, as told by their coach, Emmanuel Mabaso.
Sanibunani Balaleli. Igama u-Emmanuel Shaper Mabaso, ngiyi-chairperson yenkangala Athletic Academy. Inkangala Athletic Academy sivule uku-identify i-talent lama young athletes so that kuthi sibe nathi neklabhu lana elokishini, because all along besigijimela amaklabhu ase-town, so i-distance yasishaya kuya khona, aba-understandi nama-needs wethu, because kumele ubhadale and then awusakhona ufika emarisini uba yimemba nje ingarisi. So savula iklabhu yethu lana elokishini ukuze sikhone ukuthi sikhuthaze bonke abantwana abancane, and then sibafunele usizo like ama-entry fee, ama-running clothing, transportation ukuze bakhone ukufinyelela emarisini. Since sicala 2010 sicale about with 15 yama athletes. Each and every year sikhona kuba na about 100 athletes. So yeah, this year nakhona sina about 100 athletes, and then in terms of an ama achievement, ama athletes wethu gijima e-track and field, cross country, road running. In terms of cross country, each and every year siba na about 30 athletes abarepresenta iMpumalanga kuma interprovincial kuma South African Championship. Fortunately enough, since sicalile 2010, about 7 athletes ba selectiwe ku team ye South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, okurepresenta i South Africa, and then even both twins nabo the ones mentioned ku squad in 2017, then bashawa ma trial because they were elected ukuthi bogijima i cross country. Then I don't know iasa yenze kanjani, they had to go ba trialing a track for a cross country. So they were in fast enough good track, then baba keeper ke i team in.
So awungitshele ke ngoba ngathi isiphiwo sakho lesi, you start a club la eMiddelburg already, abantwana sebayaphumelela, baya bakhetha ukuthi bamele imzansi baye kuphi nakuphi. Wena ufundiswa ubani ukuba yicoach, umqeqeshi wabantwana yeathletics, or nje isiphiwo sakho esiphuma kuNkulunkulu?
Yeah, it's a passion, it goes with the heart, because since ngincane nje ukudila nabantwana izinto zami. So like, other than athletic, I'm a Sunday school teacher, emsebenzini I'm a training officer. So ukudila nabantu isiphiwo nje. So ecaleni kweklabhu sispenda isikhathi esiningi nabo, so siyabamentarisa, siyabamonitorisha. Yiyo ke into eyenza ukuthi i-performance yabo ibe good, because we understand really what they need and how to do it.
In terms of support, it's difficult doing this kind of work. Ngesinye isikhathi njengobusho, ama entry fees, indaba transport, sometimes mele nizamele ingane ukudla post after the race, babe ne something yokudla. Nisizwa ubani, abobani, khona abanisizayo?
As for kuma lana election, ama parents aka understand ama needs wabantwana babo. So ukuba iathlete is very very expensive. So each and every year ngirelya kuma donors. So ngiyenza sure ukuthi ngifuna i-donation kuma companies akhona lana eMiddelburg, nabo ama individuals akhona ukudonate.
Mapha ama company nje ngoba kumele sibashayele izandla sibabonge.
Kakhulu abanokusizeka each and every year yiGlenco, then Tebosog. Those are the two companies at least. Uma sihamba siya kuma South African Championship bakhona ukusibhadalela i-transport, bakhona ukusibhadalela ama entry fees. Then other than ama leagues, then si kuloko esinawe sele kula sikhona ukuphusha khona. But firstly, it used to be mina engiyisupportako iclub with my own finances. Nakhona ifastholanga next, I had to dig deep nakhona epocketini ukuthi at least ngifakela ukuthi wonke umntwana khona ugijima.
And so committed was Emmanuel Mabaso to this cause that he identified the talents of Thobile and Thulisile, who were living in an orphanage at the time, and even became their guardian at a stage, took them under his wing as he trained them up. Eventually, they would move on to the Taxa School Sports High School on a scholarship there. And now they have been given this wonderful opportunity to study abroad thanks to their athletic talent. Thobile and Thulisile are grateful that their dream is coming true.
I feel blessed. I feel excited. I feel like since everything came together, like everything is possible. Like if you have someone who supports you, like Emmanuel, and obviously the NCIGA people and the media, if you got that support, like anything is possible. You can go anywhere. So I'm excited.
Thulisile, when are you leaving? Because now it looks like things are going to happen. We even heard them saying that flights to come home for holidays will be sorted out. How do you feel, and when are you going?
Well, I feel amazing. I'm over the moon. I feel blessed. And we're leaving on the 14th of August. Can't wait. Our visas have been approved. We've just received them. So everything is just going well. And thanks to all them, the Almighty, sorry for that, and NCIGA and our guardian for working his way off to assist us, and also Kaya FM for broadcasting us and helping us to make sure that we actually get those funds, and people should like donate and spread the word so that we can be helped. So we actually blessed.
Good. Well done. Well done.
But just why did NCIGA decide to come on board and help these young ladies to take up this scholarship, especially during these very difficult economic times in South Africa? Founder and director Baba Zakhele Mkhize, who has a passion for sports after completing the Comrades Marathon and Ironman, says he holds education dear because after growing up in difficult conditions in rural KZN, he would not be where he is today had it not been for a bursary he received to study accounting all those years ago.
The objective of starting the club, it came from our love of the sport. I myself, with NCIGA directors, some staff, we've ran Comrades number of times. And running with friends who have also ran number of Comrades, we then said we need to have control. We're running, but we do not have control, we do not have a say, and we cannot be the backbenchers. We need to start having influence in Comrade. But what was also important to us, it was the development of talent. The young athletes, the athletes who are in rural areas, most of us are from rural areas who do not get to get support, the profiling, financial support. But our model is not only looking at just financial support, but we're looking at the athletes in holistically, looking at supporting them with education, looking at supporting them beyond. If you cannot be able to run, but you must have career after running and winning Comrades. And to ensure that some of our guys now, when they finish Comrades, they're going to school, to colleges to get trade. Some are artisans, some are doing health and safety. So they are doing a number of programs. If we were to talk to Gordon, he was the best student in the last course that he did. He got two certificates of being the best students, and the guys are working very hard to make sure that they've got career outside of running. But also we just assist them to have good life so that people inspire to say, we also want to be athletes, and encourage them to be giving back as well by assisting other athletes where they're coming from, or assist communities in a number of ways.
A beautiful story, and thank you to everyone who made that one possible. Thobile and Thulisile Amon are leaving at the end of the week.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.